Governor Collier's so-called CanCare 2.0 plan would cap benefits and require some low-income recipients to work in exchange for their health care coverage. Lawmakers opposed to the plan moved to block it with language in a budget bill. And to discourage the governor from using his line-item veto authority to strike that part of the bill, they tied all CanCare funding to it. Senator Laura Kelly, a Topeka Democrat running for governor, helped engineer the move.
The governor could still line-item veto, but the consequences would be dire. You know, we would unfund our entire Medicaid program.
Collier says the work requirement would help able-bodied adults on CanCare become more self-sufficient. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean.